The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis discusses the various tiers of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Ikar mitzvah is Neri Shubesa, simply to have one candle burning per house per night. And one will have to discuss exactly what does that mean, a Chovas HaGavra, a Chovas HaBayis, but in terms of Minyan HaNeros, a single Ner is sufficient. The Gemara tells us the second tier, of course, is Mahadrin, which is Ner Lachol Echad V'Echad. There is well the Machlokas Rishonim. Is that also just simply referring to the Minyan HaNeros, that the number of candles should correspond to the Bnei Bayis, or does it mean something entirely different, that Ner Lachol Echad V'Echad means that each person should be lighting individually? And then the Gemara tells us Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin represents a certain correspondence, that either ascending or descending order, as you know, the Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, beginning one, and you escalate until eight, or no, you begin with eight in a descending fashion until one. The Gemara comments that there are two possibilities. Rabbi Yossi bar Gamda, Rabbi Yossi bar Zavida. What is the basis of the Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? One possibility is simply that it corresponds to the particular night of Chanukah. And that can be understood, the Gemara tells us, in two ways, either Yamim Hayotzim or Yamim HaNichnasim. Beis Shammai Shiti is Yamim HaNichnasim, therefore eight counting down. Beis Hillel is Yamim Hayotzim, counting up. Or the Gemara says a completely different possibility, and that is Ma'ilin V'Kodesh Vein Moridin, the Shita of Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai says, no, Keneged Parei HaChag, where you count in descending order. Two possibilities in terms of the Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. In terms of that minyan, for example, Yamim Hayotzim, Yamim Nechnasim, Rav Slavetchik once explained, perhaps Bederach Machshava, that whenever a nes occurs, there are always two moving parts for every nes. One is the Tzorech HaNes, and one is the Goldel HaNes. Now, the Tzorech HaNes means that how necessary was the nes, the necessity of the nes. The other is just simply, no, the power of the nes itself, that now that the nes is something that, incrementally is beyond. You know, and here, maybe that's exactly the issue. We're lighting Keneged the nes. If I were to ask you in terms of the Goldel HaNes, the greatness of, well, obviously, that the longer the candle continued to burn, the greater the nes. It didn't only burn for one day, for 2 days, and imagine, 3 days, four, five, six, seven, eight. So that, exponentially, that is considered to be, right, the greater sense of a persumenisa. In terms of the Goldel HaNes, so therefore, that would dictate Beis Hillel Shita, that one is counting up the Yamim Hayotzim. If one assumes the Tzorech HaNes, meaning the following, that, you know, we have a single Pach Hashem in the Tzorah. Imagine, I want to get through lighting only with Shem in the Tzorah. Only with Shem in the Tzorah. But it's going to take me over a week in order to secure Shem in the Tzorah. So in order to see to it that that would happen, you know what I need? I need an incredible nes. Now, the tzorach of the nes is beyond. That this Pach HaShemen has to burn for 8 days. The longer that it burns, all of a sudden now the necessity diminishes. Now, the tzorach of nes is something that decreases. You know, I made it through 7 days. Now, I only have one more day to go. No, it only has to burn another 24 hours. Whereas, initially, it had to burn hundreds of hours. No? So, therefore, in terms of the tzorach of nes, it's poches v'olech. In terms of the Goldel HaNes, it's Mosiv HaHolech. Rav Slavetchik once explained that perhaps that's the biur of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, because every nes, there are two different components. The greatness of the nes in the vacuum, but the tzorech of the nes as well. Rav Slavetchik even suggested a chiddush that Pari HaChag is not necessarily even an independent reason. You know, Rishonim discussed already, Achronim certainly at length, what exactly is the connection between Pari HaChag and Yemei Chanukah? Rav Slavetchik once suggested Pari HaChag is not an independent time, not an independent time. But how do you counter the argument of Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says, how in the world can you count down? There's the principle of Ma'alin V'Kodesh Vein Moridin. You know, but no doubt that's a very great chiddush. Ma'alin V'Kodesh Vein Moridin, no? Because usually when we think about that principle of Ma'alin V'Kodesh Vein Moridin, it's halach in Cheftza, in Cheftza. It's not a halacha in minyan, no? Cheftza would mean that, you know what, that I have A, am I allowed to go ahead and utilize A for B? Am I allowed to go sell off A for B? Can I go ahead and I take a klaf, which was made for A, and use it for B? The cheftz is shel kedusha. It has a certain standard. It's omid lekach. In Mount Lakodesh, me'maridin. Here we're not talking about that at all. Here we're just simply talking about sequence, minyan. So that's a very great chiddush to assume that a minyan is within that halach of Malam Bakodesh Ven Oridin. I'm not dealing with Chevtza Shel Kedusha. I'm telling you that if there's a sequence, the sequence has to be elevated because of Malam Bakodesh. So Savetchik once suggested that was the argument of Eshamai. Not true. That Malam Bakodesh Ven Oridin is halach in Chevtza. Chevtza Shel Kedusha. It is not at all relevant to Minyan, to Mispar, and Vaharaya Ledavar is Pariah Chag. Because Pariah Chag is a sequence, it's a Minyan, the Minyan HaKarbanos, and yet that's not in ascending order, that's in descending order. So Pariah Chag is a Rayu Muchachas that you don't apply the principle of Malam Vakodesh Menoridim simply to a sequential order, but rather to a Chevtza Shel Kedusha, and therefore one could argue indeed that that's true. Poshub Shato alternative the Gemara seems to be two different alternatives. What exactly is the Machlokas Beisila Beishamai? Is it based on Ma'adim Bakodesh and Moridin and Pari HaChag, or is it based on Yom HaYotzim or Yom HaNechnosim? Is there any nafkamina? Whether the basis of Beisila Shita is based on the Yom HaYotzim, or whether it's based on the Ma'adim Bakodesh Ve'Moridin? One could suggest maybe the following chiddush. Let's assume, for example, it's tonight. You know, I don't have three neiros. I have two neiros, a discussion of Beis Halevi. Is there any mila to light two neiros? Or if I'm not going to fulfill the three, the mahadrin, mina mahadrin, so you know what? Light one? Or no, do I say light two? If it's based on a correspondence of Yom HaYotzim, Yom HaNichnasim, so if I'm off in that correspondence, so is there any kiyum? I'm like three to like two? How does that help? That's keneged the yamim hayotzim? How does that work? But if you're going to be telling me, no, it's part of the ma'adin v'kodesh v'noridin, maybe inachinami, I have two choices. One is to maintain, and one is to be morid v'kedusha, no? So you go, you speak with your Rebbe, you tell him, you know, I'm a little bit of a rut. I have two options, no? I can either maintain what I'm doing, or I can descend, no? So who's going to tell you to descend, no? So maintain. Maybe it's not the ideal, but far better to level off, right, than it is to decrease, no? So maybe that would be a kiyum. And then there's a stunning comment the Gon has. Just one line the Gon. Tafei Shain Aleph. Mahajra mina mahajra. Is that an alternative track? Or is mahajra mina mahajra built on mahajra? Is it built on mahajra? So the Ikar Mitzvah is to have one candle. Good. Let's assume that no. Now Mahadrin means Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad. Let's assume for argument's sake just right now the Rambam's position. Right, the Rambam writes, you know what the whole deun of the Gemara is? Iker, Mahadrin, Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. The Rambam prefaces, Perek Dalev Uchas Chanukah. Kama Nero Su Madlik. Stunning, no? The whole assumption of the Gemara is there's one person that's lighting. One person is lighting. We're just simply talking about the Minyan Haneros. Kama Nero Su Madlik. How many candles do you have to light? So, the Iker Mitzvah is one candle. Right? The Mahadrin means that you light a candle keneged each one of the Anshei Habayis. The Rambam gives you as an example, a family of 10, you light 10 candles every night. Well, what is Mahajra, Mina Mahajra mean? The Rambam writes, ooh, you have to factor both. It means Yomim Hayotzim, Yomim HaNichnasim, times, near the Chol Echad V'Echad. So the Rambam just spells it out. It's an interesting deal. Now, why the Rambam has to do the math? No? Rambam spells it out. What was the Havamina? No? But the Rambam writes, meaning, if you have a family of 10, and it's last night of Hanukkah, you're lighting 80 candles. So therefore, ooh, Mahajim and a Mahajim is a suing Mahajim and beyond, a total of 80 candles. Ooh, and that's against the sheet of Tosus. Because Tosus writes, and Daf Chafalev, that what do you mean? How exactly does that work? You know, if the Mahajim min a Mahajim is Yom HaYotzim, Yom HaNichnasim, doesn't that mean that there's some correspondence between the Minyan Haneros and this night of Hanukkah? As though that part of the Persimim Nisa is, tonight is the third night of Hanukkah. So you know what? I look in your window, and I just see an abundance of Neros. I see that there are 20 candles. 20 candles. No? There are 20 Pachei Shem. So I'm clueless. No? Is it the second night of Hanukkah? And your family is like the Rambam that has 10 members of the family? Or maybe you're a family of five and it's the fourth night? A family of four and it's the fifth night? So Tosfos writes, you defeat the whole purpose of Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, if you assume Mahadrin. And therefore, Tosfos writes a stunning chiddush that Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, falls back to the Ikara Mitzvah, meaning ignore the Anshei Bayis. Ignore. The only factor now is the correspondence to the night of Hanukkah. So therefore, we're talking about a single menorah with either one, two, three, four, five. Good. Oh, for that I understand. So therefore, that will create that correspondence. Once you go ahead and have another moving part, another variable of Anshei Habayis, you defeat the entire purpose. So Tosfos writes the stunning chiddush, and that is the ideal hadlaka, is the Ikar Mitzvah with the Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, and ignore that mid-position of Mahadrin. You want to be Machmer for both? No. Chumr is Asli Dekula. That's very common in life. No. You're Machmer. Yeah, your Chumr is a Kula. No. You're Chumr to Machmer Mahadrin. So that's going to undermine the whole Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. So that's a pretty important issue. So Tosfos is very concerned about that. And the Rambam obviously is not concerned about that. No? You have 80 candles in the window. No? So, Yomim Hayotzim, Yomim Nichnasim, why is that even relevant? What is the machlokas? The Rambam and Tosfos, not clear. But the Gaon has one line in Tof Reish Ayin Aleph. You know what the machlokas is? Mamash the machlokas in the Gemara. What is the Iker Hatam? What is the basis? The machlokas based on the Beshama. Tosfos is bothered by a Heker. That it has to be absolutely nikar. How do you know it has to be nikar? Who says that has to be nikar? You have to be able to look in the window and say, tonight is Hanukkah. You have to say, tonight is the third night of Hanukkah. Tonight is the fourth night of Hanukkah. A Sfiras HaOmer. Why is that so important? No, so the Gaon writes, it's important because that's exactly the machlokes based on the Shammai of Yomim HaYotzim, Yomim HaNichnasim, which means we insist on a correspondence. If you didn't insist on a correspondence, so what is the value, what is the meaning of Yom HaYotzim, Yom HaNichnasim? Why is that considered too relevant? The answer is because the hadlak has to correspond to the day. So there are two ways you can make the cheshbon, tzorach hanes, godel hanes, but there has to be that correspondence. And the Gaon writes that the reason the Rambam is not concerned is because when you read the sugya and daf chaf aleph, and the Gemara revamps and the Gemara readdresses what the machlokas beis shammai is, guess what? The Gemara doesn't mention anything about Yom Yotzim and Echnasim. The Gemara just mentions Pariah Chag and Malam HaKadosh and Oridin, which means that there is no imperative that the Hadlak has to correspond. And therefore, the Rambam is not bothered by that. So the Gaon writes a Chiddush, that the Machlok is the Rambam and Tosfos, whether the particular night has to be Nikar, Miyatzim Hadlaka. That's the Machlok is in the Gemara of Rav Yossi Barav and Yosef Bar Zvida. What is the reason for the machlokas based on the Shammai? Wow. And it's a question simply how then to paskin. What is the ikar hatam? Wow. If you look in Rav Zhalti in Mishnah Siyavai, Siman Ayin Dalid, he writes another possibility. Where did Tosfos get this from, that heker is so important? Where does that come from? Oh, so the Gaon writes, it comes from Yom HaYotzim, Yom HaNichnasim. This is exactly what it means. If that was irrelevant, so why would that be a time for the Hadlaka? Elamai, it's relevant. It means you have to be able to perceive the Yom HaYotzim, perceive the Yom HaNichnasim. And what's another possibility? You know, maybe this. Not muchach, but a possibility. You know? There are many different types of Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah is not limited to Hanukkah. Hidur Mitzvah is Zachah B'Chalot Torah Kula. No? Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. Like stunning, the Rambam never quotes that Gemara. Stunning. No? Lulavna, Sukkana, Tfilana, Tzitzisna. Wow, you know? Rashi writes, Bavakamadav Tes. Talisna. Ooh, that's a Chaim raised that issue, you know? Mufurish and Rashi, the part of the Hidur Mitzvah of Tzitzis is Talisna. Right? Depending on where you live, you know, maybe the truth of this analogy, no? That a mezuzah is to a bais, as tzitzis is to a begin. No? Okay, maybe. And if Rashi writes that Talisna is part of Hidra Mitzvah, so am I having this palatial house? It's not for me, no? I'd be good living in a hut. But Rashi, you know, the Rashi, you know, I have no choice but to. Okay, is that analogy correct? Something to think about, no? Is that really true? That the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah is the Talis, not just the Tzitzis, but I wouldn't say the bias is the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah when it comes to Mezuzah. I think about it, no? We'll talk about it tonight in between dances, no? Any rayas back and forth about that distinction, okay? But talis. When it comes to many aspects of Hidra Mitzvah, is perception important when it comes to Hidra Mitzvah? Is perception important when it comes to Mitzvah? This again, Beitza Daf Lamed, Noi Sukkah. The fact that the Sukkah looks adorned, no? Is that like part of it? Like, is that, you know, that having a Sukkah now means the Sukkah should be beautiful? In other words, the perception of is really important, that how it's seen, how it's perceived. You know, if you look in the Gemara, Yuma Daf Ayin Amad Aleph, when the Gemara describes Hidra Mitzvah, the Gemara says, Laharos Chazusa L'Rabim. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Laharos Chazusa L'Rabim. Now, to be able to publicly demonstrate the beauty of. You know, it's not hard to read into that Gemara very simply, that, you know, Hidra Mitzvah requires a perception. You know, there's a Tosus, a Menachos Daf Lamed Beis, that discusses the Hidra Mitzvah of the Parshios of Tefillin, the Remechusa. Because, you know what, a mezuzah, I understand, is Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, I see the cloth. You know, Rabbeinu Tam discusses certain Dini Sirtur because of Hidra Mitzvah, and Tosus describes Hidra Mitzvah of the Parshios. When was the last time you saw your Parshios? No? That's the Hidra Mitzvah. One could argue maybe yes, but that's the Chiddush that Tosa discusses with the Rabbeinu Tam. Is there a Hidra Mitzvah, something that is not perceived? Maybe yes, maybe the different types of Hidra Mitzvah, different shir. But certainly perception is part of one element of Hidra Mitzvah, Laharos Chazusa L'Rabim. And maybe if that's the case, and the Gemara here is telling us that, you know what, that Ner Chanukah demands Hidra Mitzvah, so Tosa says, then Heker is critical. Heker is necessary. You have a Hidra Mitzvah that's not Nikar, doesn't that defeat the purpose of Hidra Mitzvah? It's a Sukkah which is Mudaris, but it's not Nikar. It's a Lulav which is Mahudra, but it's not Nikar. Maybe, no, that's where Tosus is assuming. That how can it be that this is a form of Hidur, and it's absolutely not Nikar. You have 20 candles, and I really don't understand why there are 20 candles that are there. So maybe, again, by virtue of the Hidur Mitzvah, not the correspondence to Yotzin in and of itself, but Hidur Mitzvah demands that the Hidur has to be that which is Nikar. Maharos Chazus L'Rabim. So whatever the Hidur is going to be, Yotzin, no, it has to be Nikar. So Tosfos says you're defeating the purpose then, if you're going to factor in Anshei Habayis. And Rav Zsolti writes, if that's the case, what then is the Rambam Shita? Again, maybe this is not Muchach, but he writes, maybe the Rambam Shita is that it's hard to argue B'chol HaTorah Kula, that perception is irrelevant to Hidur Mitzvah. That the lulav, not the sukkah, not the shofar, not, is not, you know. But is that so obvious when it comes to Ner Chanukah? Are the madregos of Mahadrin and Mahadrin min Mahadrin the halacha of Hidra Mitzvah b'chol HaTorah Kula? Or maybe no, this is not just the din b'chol HaTorah Kula of Zeh Keli Vanvehu. But for whatever reason, the Chachamim built into the very fabric of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Min Mahadrin. Even if one would assume B'chol HaTorah Kula, that Hidur Mitzvah is something that is independent, extrinsic, it is not an inherent part of the mitzvah, B'chol HaTorah Kula, not true when it comes to Chanukah. Hard to deny in Chanukah that the concept of Mahadrin, right, is an independent, standalone kiyum. Maybe one could argue that that's true when it comes to Hidra Mitzvah, B'chol HaTorah Kula. That's a fascinating chakira, no? Whether Hidra Mitzvah is part of each and every mitzvah. or whether heder mitzvah is something that is independent of. If a person fails to fulfill the mitzvah, heder mitzvah, is there something lacking in the mitzvah itself as a din prati? Or does it simply mean that no, he failed to fulfill an independent mitzvah of zekeli va'anvehu? You know, you can make a list of makaros in the Rishonim, of cases where failure to fulfill heder mitzvah is a psul. It means you're not yotze. Any Rishon that will say failure to have heder mitzvah means you're not yotze seems to view heder mitzvah as an inherent part of each and every mitzvah, and therefore one could argue that the kiyum of heder mitzvah is li'ikuva in the guf of shal mitzvah, in the guf of shal mitzvah. And even if you're going to argue it's not true, I'll tell you a chiddush, a ritva, sukkah daf yud aleph, where the ritva writes heder mitzvah is not li'ikuva. Why isn't heder mitzvah li'ikuva? I'll tell you why heder mitzvah is not li'ikuva. Because heder mitzvah is a separate kiyum. Tefillah shayad and tefillah shorosh are not makben zezeh. Why not? You know why? Because they're two separate mitzvahs. Mitzvah beis, mitzvah gimel, sefer mitzvahs are two separate mitzvahs. The ritzvah is bothered. Why is heder mitzvah not likuva? What do you mean why is it not likuva? It is likuva. It's makben the mitzvah of heder mitzvah, but it's not makben the gufo. That's not what the ritzvah writes. You know what the ritzvah writes? Like stunning. The fact that heder mitzvah is not likuva, that's a raya mukhachas, the heder mitzvah is only a din derabanan. Because midaraisa, there's no difference in the chatchil and the bidyevet. Whoa, that's the ritva's right throw out, no? Like you know, it's like it gives you a soft pitch, no? And you have to smash it out of the field, no? Kol daraisa lo machalkinim lechatchil and bidyevet in, no? If something's a din daraisa, how can you say it's only a din lechatchila? So if hiram it's only a chatchila, that means that it's only a din derabanan. Whoa, ritva's l'shitase, Megillah Daf Chav, ritva Hilchos Brachos. Ritva in Hilchos Brachos writes, bris in Torah and birchas hamazon is not likuva. That means it's only a din derabanan. Oh, ritva writes in Megillah Daf Chav, tzarech lahashmil ozno, Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Kriya Shema is only a din lechatchila. Ritva writes, oh, that's a giveaway that it's only a din derabanan. Because if something is a din daraisa, what right do you have to say? It's a din daraisa, but nonetheless, you can get by without it. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you must, can't get by without it. When the Chacham established din d'rabanan, then you can say you can get by without it. But that's like stunning. No, a separate shir. Is that really true? That din daraisa always li'ikuva? Always li'ikuva? But I'll tell you one thing you see for our purpose. That whole reasoning of the ritva seems to view heder mitzvah as something which is inherent to each and every mitzvah. Because if heder mitzvah was a separate kiyum, I'll tell you, heder mitzvah is a din daraisa. But you know why A is not makay B? Because A and B are independent. The ritva assumed the davar pashut. Heder mitzvah is not independent. Heder mitzvah is the ofen asiyas hamitzvah. When the Torah tells you, zekei v'veihu, it doesn't mean it is a separate kiyum. It means that the cheftish hamitzvah, the asiyas hamitzvah, should be both in amudar. And therefore, it is part of. And that's a very fascinating deal. Is that necessarily compelling? Sira would throw something out and argue as follows, that no, one could discuss Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? That would take, I guess, a lot of shiurim. Right? Every case of Heder Mitzvah. But maybe one thing's clear. Heder Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is a separate din. A separate din of Zek Kelev Anveil. Maybe one can argue, what do you mean? The Gemara says, what was the Takkan of Ner Chanukah? Iker, Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Minah Mahadrin. It doesn't sound as though that's just the Zekeh is not the fun of the mitzvahs. You know, usually Zekeh of the mitzvahs is like an approach. It's approach, it's a kivun, you know? Like the Rambam writes in the very end of Hilchos Yisurim Yizveh. You know, whatever you do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give it your best. Give it your best. Right? Whether it's a karban, whatever it is, no? The best of. Ram quotes Kayin and Hevel. The Rambam writes, you're building a shul. That was always my pitch when we were building our shul. No? You know, like the Rambam writes, Yeinah mibeish yeshivasa. The shul has to be nicer than any home. Any home. A Furish Rambam. No? The very end of Hilchos Yisurim Yizveah. Right? You're in the midbar. No? So everybody's living in like tents. No? They're living little sukkulas. No? And you see a mishkan. Yeah, the Rambam writes, that's how it should be. And you go to the fact, you know, and you see the homes, and you see a little basement show, like, no. In the Shivasa, no, I'm a foolish. Rambam writes it in the halachos, not in the, you know, And the Geras are not. Has to be obvious. Someone comes to the community, they see. This is the focus. This is the focus. No? No, Ibeisha Shivasa, Mufurish and Rambam. No? So that's a kivun. Here in Hilchos Chana, it's a kivun. It's just like a mahalik. It's like a hashkaf, it's a halacha, it's more than that. No. Mamisha mitzvah mugderes. Halacha ktsuva. You need these neiros, this neiros. The Chachamim were so meticulous about the Hidra mitzvah. So meticulous about the pratim of Hidra mitzvah. Whereas in other mitzvahs, typically it's just, you know, like an approach. There's a stunning comment, Or Sameach Hez, then Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dal Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam writes the following, you know, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is laharbos v'shevach hakel. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is laharbos, an abundance of. And then the Rambam writes the same halacha. And in Oni Hasim Ocher Ksusa. Ooh, the deal of Or Sameach, against Mishnah Berurah. The deal of Or Sameach. An ani has to be mocher ksuso to fulfill mahadrim and a mahadrim. Because the Rambam describes the hidur of Hanukkah, and in the very same breath, the very same halacha, the Rambam writes that an ani has to be mocher ksuso. The Rambam writes that mamish about the mahadrim and a mahadrim against Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah writes that mocher ksuso and ani ikar mitzvah, ikar mitzvah. Not for the hidurim. Or Sameach writes, it's not Mufurish in the Rambam, just that juxtaposition of the Rambam. The Rambam speaks about the Ribui Neiros, the Hidur, and the Rambam writes in an Ani Shemocher Ksusa. Or Sameach writes in like one line, Or Sameach, just one line. You see that indeed is true? I would tell you a theme for a separate shir, Chinuch, in Mitzvos B'cholot Arakula. One could discuss whether the Mitzvah Chinuch demands that I have to be Machanech my child in all aspects of Hidur. Or you know what, that maybe it's enough, the heksha, you know? Do I really have to spend $300, right, for the Levanesser, for my child, right? Or you know what, let's just make, you have to make sure it's kosher. That's Mufurish Lindemar, no? And Sukkadav Beis. But the hundreds of dollars, no? So do I have to do that for all the youngsters? Okay, one could talk about it, no? Mishnah Berurah writes, well, it's in the Shitoseh. Maybe the same thing when it comes to Ner Chanukah. That maybe it's enough to have chinuch for the ikar mitzvah, not for mahadrin, mahadrin, and a mahadrin, right? Or one could distinguish and argue, okay, b'chol Torah kula, maybe it's true, chinuch doesn't demand mahadrin. But maybe here one could argue, no, that is that really true? That I once suggested that, no, and here if it's considered to be an inherent part of, oh, so in such a case, then maybe chinuch would demand, because this is considered to be an inherent part of the mitzvah, not just simply the kivun, the broad mahalech of hisna lefanav b'mitzvos, and many, many different possibilities. But an important machlokes. So if hidur mitzvah b'cholot karatula demands heker, so maybe one possible machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos is that point, and that is okay. How important is this heker when it comes to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Hidra mitzvah cholot harakula yev haras chazus l'rabim. But maybe here that's not true. Maybe that would not indeed be the case. That's a fascinating possibility. So machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos about mahadrim min mahadrim. And even here a machlokes, but again, not so simple the biur, what exactly does Ner L'Cholecha V'Yachad mean? What exactly does that mean? The Mahadran level. Mahadran. So, Tosus writes, or the Ramaz Mafurish, but that's the sheet of the Baya Tosus, that Ner L'Cholecha V'Yachad means individual performance of a mitzvah. Even though the Ikar Mitzvah is Ner Yishu Beisa, you know, one menorah is sufficient. But the Mahadran means, everyone. Why rely on when you can do it yourself? That's Tosfos, no? The Rama? And the Rama writes, no. From soup to nuts, we're talking about one person who's lighting. It's just a question of how many neiros. Not that the family of 10 people light, but the Balabai, he lights 10 candles. That's the Rambam Shita. Against the Shita Baliyatosis. I'll tell you maybe a Tosfos the Shitasim. Right? You can tell me whether you think this is the Shita say. The Gemara Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches discusses Shomei Akon. Rashi, Tosus. Now a person is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and the Tzibur comes to Kara Shekedusha. What exactly do you do? And the Chabar quotes this in two places, no? Nochos Tefillah and Nochos Tefillah. No. In Nochos Tefillah, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and they're in Kaddish Kedusha. Ah, Gishmak, no? In Nochos Tefillah, right? You're putting on your Tefillah, and the Tzibur's up to Kaddish Kedusha. Are you talking? No? I think that's very Muchachas. Now Shulchan Aruch discusses theoreticals, no? Theoreticals. No? You're in the middle of putting on your Tefillah, and the Tzibur, even Kaddish bothers me, you know? And the Tzibur's up to Kaddish. The Kaddish, how can that be? Kedusha, Kedusha is a body if they're ready. You're putting in your tefillin up to Kedusha, Rabbi Natan. Even Rabbi Natan I wouldn't put on during the Chazar HaSashachas. No, but how can that be? No, okay, so you know what? Tosus already writes. Sometimes the Gemara discusses things that are, you know, like, not my Sindachot. Okay, but what do you do? Well, my focus is Rashi and Tosus. So Rashi writes, you know, yeah, the best of both worlds, Shomei Akonah. You're Yotzei, and it's not a Hefsek. You're Yotzei, and it's not a Hefsek. Okay. Tosa says, what do you mean, the Rei Rabbeinu Tam? Shomei Akonah. Shomei Akonah. Now, it's like Aniyah. You're going to have in mind to be Yotzei, that's like articulating, that's a Hefsek. Shomei Akonah is a Hefsek ben Sat Tfilin. Shomei Akonah is a Hefsek ben Sat Nachas Tfilin. And therefore, you have no choice but to continue. Well, I'll tell you a third shita. That's the Ritva and that Daf, Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. Both Rashi and Tosus agree that Shomei Akonah functions. Tosus just says it functions too well. It's Mamish Kona, it's a Hefsek. And according to Rashi, no. The Ritva writes, Shomei Akonah doesn't work. That's such a Chiddush, no? If there is an Isser Hefsek and it's not Royal Aniyah, there is no Shomei Akonah. There is no Shomei Akonah. Shomei Akonah means royal lebilein, bilam akeves bo. That you know what? We're all sitting to make kiddush. Everybody could make kiddush. You make kiddush, Shomei Akonah. I cannot answer. Whoa, such a kiddush. No, but mafurish in ritva. The Shagasari quotes us the name of the Shibboleth HaLeket. Now, Hagos Oshri, the beginning of Chulin. Shibboleth HaLeket, mafurish ritva. Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. The Shomei Akonah does not work. If it's not royal aniyah, it's a double kiddush. You need royal aniyah, kiddush number one. Kiddush number two, it's not called Raylaniya if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The case of Hagosah Hashi being a Chulin Mamish means an Eino Medaber. A person physically can't speak. Okay, that's the truth of the Shagasari. No? Can a person who cannot speak be Yosei Haidei Shomei Akonah? Here, the Ritva was talking about you have the capacity too, but there's an Isser Hefsek here. Even that's not Raylaniya. And Shomei Akonah does not work. Oh, but Tosus Hashita. Stunning, no? The Shomei Akonah is considered to be Hefsek because it's tantamount to Aniya. So Tosus quickly just adds, Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, that even though it's a Hefsek, Tosus still says, Aniya Adif Tvei. Even though it's a Hefsek, but Aniya Adif Tvei, it's still better to answer yourself. You know, one could have argued, look, according to Rashi, Shomei Akonah is not really Koneh. You can be Yotzei Ayidei Shmiya. So maybe one could have thought that, you know what, so according to Rashi, I understand it, you know. A fallback position. There's an Isser Hefsek, Shomei Akonah. But otherwise Aniya. Tosus writes, even though I hold it's a Hefsek, but I still admit that Aniya is Adif Tvei. Aniya is Adif Tvei. So Tosus and Sukkah writes, because that's a mitzvah namukha. Aniya Adif Tvei, as opposed to Shomei Akonah. So this Tosus is found earlier in Shas. Now, Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, but Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph. And you know what Tosus calls this? Aniya Adif Tvei. Unbelievable. No? Tosus says Hidra Mitzvah. That's like, whoa. What's the Hidra Mitzvah exactly? What's the Hidra Mitzvah? I could be Yotzei Al Yedei Acherim. But Tosus says it's a Hidra Mitzvah for you to be Yotzei yourself. No? Not to rely on someone else to be Motzi. That's what Mahamish Tosus writes. See, even though, you know, I could go over to the guy next to me and say, you know what, I'm not going to answer the Kaddish and Kedusha, I'm kind of tired, right? You answer, I'm going to be Yotze. Now the Tosa says, Ani Adite, that's a Hidramitz. And how would you explain it to that person? I don't know. It is considered to be, right, Hidra Mitzvah, an enhanced Giyum, for you to then to rely on someone else for. No? Oh, it's a Hidra Shatosos. That's like not a Hidra Mitzvah in Cheftishal Mitzvah, obviously, but Hidra Mitzvah in Kila Mitzvah. But that's like stunning Tosos says. That's called Zekei Vanveyu, performance of Mitzvah yourself. Someone would ask me, last time I gave this shir, someone said, so what do you do Friday night? Everybody has to make Kiddush. No, the Rambam writes the following. Aleph Yiralf Nachas Brachas. Kol HaShmeo Brachu Mitchilasa Vatsofu. In Kivni V'yotza. The Rambam writes that, you know, that person makes a bracha, Yemayt V'yotza Yotza. In Kivni V'yotza. The Rambam adds, V'chol Ha'ona Amen Acham Bavarech, Ariel Kimavarech. Ani Asami is Kimavarech. Ani Asami is Kimavarech. So I'll tell you the following, that yeah, you can have two tiers as well. Everybody's sitting at the Siddur Shabbos, person makes Kiddush. You can be Yotze without Ani Asami. But Ani Adif Tve. Ani Adif Tve doesn't mean you have to make Kiddush. Ani Adif Tve, the Rambam writes, can be Ani Asami. No? And therefore you have the Kiyum of the Baruch Am together with that Kiyum of Ani. Because after all, that Amin is considered to be Kimavarech. That's what the Rambam writes. Nachas Brachas, like Astani Kiddush. Different tracks, right? Shmei Kona and Ani Asami. There's a diuk in Rambam, certainly not Mefurish in Rambam, but a diuk in Rambam. The Rambam writes, Kol HaShemah Baruch Mitchilas Havat Sofa, In Kibinu Yotza. If you have Kavanah Yotza. V'chol HaMar 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 One could say, of course he has mentioned Kavanah, because he just said it in the previous line, no? He said, have a mind to be Yotza. He has to repeat, have a mind to be Yotza. Or maybe an unbelievable deal, no? That Kavanah is necessary for the Shomei Koneh, but Anias Amin, you'd be Yotzi even without Kavanah. Wow. Maybe then it's considered to be Aniyah that B'diyavi you'd be Yotzi without Kavanah. An interesting possibility. You know, maybe Anias Amin could be Yotzi even if you didn't have in mind to be Yotzi. Anyone say this Mufurish? Yeah, the Shittu Kabetzis, Narei Maseches Brachos. Mufurish. Anias Amin does not require Kavanah. Shomei Koneh requires Kavanah. But not Anias Amin. Ani Asamin b'di'evri yotze even without kavana. You see, mamish and shita mekabetzes. No, you look in the Rambam back. You know, maybe that diuk is somewhat compelling. You know, remember we used David Rav Soloveitchik that you know he always avoided like answering amen to the chazan's bracha and then making the bracha himself. You know, he always avoided that. You'd always hear him making the bracha together with the chazan. Like for example, this morning, no, the chazan's making a bracha on halal. No, everyone answers, Amin makes the bracha. No, so Rav Soloveitchik would be saying the bracha together with the chazan. No, Asfira Sa'omer, Halel, no. Oh, Shidu Kabetzis writes, if you answer Amin, your Yotzei, even without Kavanah. Shidu Kabetzis doesn't discuss the Tosus Brachos Dafa Yedbeis, Tosus, the Ra'ah, the Rashba, about Kavanah Hafucha. If you're Mamish, I do not want to be Yotzei. Kavanah L'Dover Acher, that itself is a Machlokis Rishonim. But a fascinating issue. Oh, but that Tosus writes that even the Kimyotze to Shomei Koneh, Aniya Adif Tvei, and what is Aniya Adif Tvei called? Hidra Mitzvah. What does that mean? Performing a mitzvah, Al Yidei Atzma, is an Ofen Hamahuda, better than Yitzias Yidei Chavasa Al Yidei Acherim, Al Yacherim. Oh, Salta Yilishita Say. That's how the Rama understands the Shikta Bali Tosus of Mahadrin. Of Mahadrin. What does Ner Lechol Echad V'Yachad mean? It doesn't mean Kama Neros U'Madlik. That we're talking about one Osa Mitzvah, which is the question of how many candles are lit. No, that's not what it means at all. It means instead of reliance on the Hadlaka of the Balabais, Ner Lechol Echad V'Yachad means that you perform the mitzvah yourself. That's exactly what Mahadrin is. You perform the mitzvah yourself, the Rama writes. And what exactly is that called when you perform the mitzvah yourself? That's called Mahadrin. Yeah, Tosus writes, that's called Yidra Mitzvah B'Chalat HaRakula. Performing a mitzvah yourself and not relying on Shomei Koneh. Or in this case, performing this yourself and not relying on Shomei Koneh, not relying on the Hadlaka, the Balabayis. Maybe a Shlichus, maybe not a Shlichus, whatever. The Ikar Mitzvah is. No, that's a lamda, the din, and the Pnei Yeshua. No, the Ikar Mitzvah Ner Nachalat Aviyecha. No, does that mean the Ikar Mitzvah Ner Yeshuveso? And it's flipped to Ner Nachalat Aviyecha. What exactly does that mean in terms of Ikar Mitzvah? Does it really mean, oh, that you know what? That everyone is being Yotzei Kiddush through the Mavarech? And everyone is being Yotzei the Chi of Halakha through the Madlik? Or does it mean like something fancy, the way the Rambam seems to describe it, that maybe the Ikar Hadin is what we'll call a Chovas Habayis, not a Chovas HaGavra? Maybe the Ikar Hadin of Neri Shubeso means that having Ner Doluk Babayis, that's how the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is a Chovas Habayis. It doesn't mean like the sticks and stones, the bricks are Chayiv in Ner Chanukah, right? But sometimes you have collective Chiyuvim. Collective chiyuvim. When I say, for example, ooh, there's a mitzvah, let's say, of achilas kodesh. So it doesn't mean the kohen who eats the kodeshim is being motzi asacher midei chavos, that all the kohen are obligated in. No? It means that the carbon demands achila, and if a kohen does so, so that would just, that's sufficient. When we speak about Yibum or Chalitza, just as an example, the Gemara does use the phrase Shilchusa de'achim, no? But does that really mean like formal Shlichus? Or does it simply mean that, you know, the base of the paternal brothers have to see to it that the Zika is addressed? Either Al Yidei Yibum, Al Yidei Chalitza, so Mi Bein Ahem. One brother is going to do Yibum, but he's not doing the Yibum as a shliach of all of his brothers, but really that may be Nehem, the mitzvah indeed is fulfilled. The other brothers are exempted. Sometimes you have these collective chiyuvim. You don't have to argue that Yibum is a chovas hagavra and brother A is being motzi brother B. But very simply that the zika requires resolution and the candidates are the brothers, and the brother who does so is exempting the other brothers from doing so. Maybe the same is true when it comes to Achilas Kodshim. Beis Halevi writes a stunning chiddush, Achilas Pesach is a Chovas HaGavra. Achilas Kodshim is Lachin Cheftza. Shakodshim Yiu Ne'echolim. And if they are Ne'echolim, that is sufficient. If the Kodshim are not Ne'echolim, I'm going to scream at the Beis Av. You did not do what you're supposed to do. But if a coin will go and eat it, then I'm good. But not necessarily that you need a. So using like that concept, no? A chiyuv, a collective chiyuv of the coin, a collective chiyuv of Lachi Hameis. Here as well, maybe in a sense of a chovas habayis. Maybe that's true when it comes to Ner Shabbos. No? The Ner Shabbos, the covenant oneg. You have to ask the Rambam right, it's a Ner Dolok B'Shabbos. But maybe it's different than a Kriyas HaMegillah that when the woman benches lich, she is, in the literal sense, being motzia chayim b'nei chavaso. She's there, you're here. No, it just simply means that, you know, one has to see through it, that indeed there is a ner dalot b'bayis, and that is accomplished by the hadlak of an individual. And maybe that's the case when it comes to the mitzvah ner chanukah. In which case, one could raise the following issue, no? So what does Mahadrin do? Ner l'cholech v'yecha. Is that like a transformation? Like stunning. The Chovas HaBayis now is transformed into a Chovas HaGavra. That Mahadrin means not that Mi Bein Ahem, but you must. Or does it mean something very different? Maybe Ner Chanukah was a Chovas HaBayis, remains a Chovas HaBayis. But as the Rambam writes, that you know what? Kame Neirus Humadli. Ribui Neirus is a Kiyum of Hidur. You know, it's one thing to see a single candle. It's not to see an abundance of candles. An abundance of candles, kineged ma. No, kineged anshei habayis. Kineged yom hayotzim. Kineged yom hanechnasim. Right, that's the Rambam's ribui neiros, which is considered indeed to be that kiyum. And maybe in a certain sense it remains as, you know, a chovas habayis. That's a fascinating diyum. Rabbi Kveger discusses, and the Tshuvah Simen Yud Gimel. When one person lights, okay, the Balabayas lights, and then the other members of the household light, what are the other members of the household doing? What exactly are they doing? They're going to light, and let's assume they're lighting with a bracha. Right, a father lights, let's say then his son lights, the son's making a bracha. On what exactly is the son making a bracha? What exactly is he doing? Is that bracha on an ikra mitzvah? Is that a bracha on hider mitzvah? What do you mean? The hider mitzvah was fulfilled. Ner yishuv beiso. And this is a bracha on hider mitzvah. Is that really true though? Can you make a bracha on hider mitzvah? That's Simen Yud Gimel, Rabbi Kveger. Can you make a bracha on hider mitzvah? Rabbi Kveger discusses the following. You know what? It's the third night of Hanukkah. You know what? I lit one candle. All of a sudden I realized I didn't make a bracha. I didn't make a bracha. Can I make a bracha now? Can I make a bracha now? Rabbi Kveger writes yes. Rabbi Kveger says the reason yes, it's siluf of three different possibilities. Now, number one is the sheet of the Ur Zarua, that you can always make a bracha even after a mitzvah comes to an end. Over l'asiyasin is l'chatchila, but b'di'evit, you can make a bracha l'achar siyasa. See, even if you lit all the candles, you can make a bracha. Okay. Reason number two, Tosu Sukkadach Lamites. This isn't l'achar siyasa, this is meshech siyasa. Meshech siyasa. The mitzvah hasn't come to an end yet. If I lit all three candles tonight, no, I didn't make a bracha, that's the Rezarua. But what do you mean? I caught myself. I didn't light the third candle. Maybe that second candle. Did one, two. Okay, maybe that's called Meshech HaSiyasa. Tosu Sukkadach Lamites. And then Rabbi Kveger writes, U'am Achlokes Pichodah Shemil Rabba. Maybe you can make a bracha on Hidra Mitzvah. Who says this is Achar? Who says this is Meshech? This is a bracha which is Ovel HaSiyasa of Hidra Mitzvah. And Hidra Mitzvah could warrant a bracha. Whoa. So Rabbi Kveger writes, if you have all three reasons, I'm okay with your making a bracha. But not necessarily if that wasn't the case. If you don't have all three reasons, then not. But if you have all three reasons, then yes. Rabbi Kveger writes the following. What do you mean, making a bracha and hider mitzvah machlokes b'chodesh el yorabo? Maybe it's my focus earlier, Chumas Edeshin, Simin Kufalev, Mario. What do you mean? One person lights in the house, and the next person lights. And what is the next person doing? Rabbi Kveger writes, isn't that just Hidra Mitzvah? So you're telling me this is all fancy deal. Mamish, Maisim B'chol Yom, forget, not forget. What is person 2, 3, 4 doing? Oh, then Rabbi Kveger writes, no, maybe not. If I ask person 2, what are you doing? He's going to tell me, what am I doing? I'm not relying on the Baal Bayis. I am letting myself. In which case, what I'm doing is considered to be the Ikar Mitzvah. Is that really true? What person 2, 3, 4 is doing is Ikar. No, as opposed to Ikar and Hidya. Is that the case? That's Rabbi Kveger's Dium. That's also part of the Biskarov, no? With Kamen Eru Samavit. You saw that already? No? We'll have to pick up and discuss it. Now, the Brisker Rebbe has a classic biur, but it's based on assumptions. It's based on assumptions. Assumptions which are beautiful in Brisker Rebbe, but one could question. Brisker Rebbe compares Nerech Hanukkah, as you know, to Hidra Mitzvah and Bris Milah. So as we discussed in the whole first half of this year, is that comparison necessarily accurate? What is true of Bris Milah in Hidra Mitzvah is true of Hidra Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mefurish and Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, Hidra Mitzvah Bris Milah Zekei Vandeyu. Hidra Mitzvah Ner Chanukah might be Metzam HaTakana, not just simply Zekei Vandeyu. Is that comparison necessarily true? And then, also the Brisker Rebbe is assuming that it's impossible to envision one person performing the Ikar and the next person performing the Hidur. And that's why the Rambam writes, Mahadrin is Kamen Eru Sumadlik. Everything is talking about the Baal Bayis. That also one has to discuss. Now, is that so obvious? Is that so obvious? That if according, let's say, to the Ramadan, many people are lighting, That really is an example of you doing an Ikar and him doing a Hidur, where the Brisker Rav says that's a disconnect. Is that so obvious? Why is two doing a Hidur? Maybe two is doing an Ikar. And maybe that can stem from, well, Chovas HaBayis, Chovas HaGavra. If something really is a Chovas HaBayis, is it so obvious that, well, I wasn't planning to be Yotzei? So even though there's a Ner Dolot Babayis, but I wasn't Yotzei with that. For me now, and therefore what I'm doing is Ikar as opposed to cases of Hidur. All right, but you have to go through, right? These shittas, this chiddush of the Rambam. We'll have to pick up. Now that deal of the Brisker Rav, the assumptions that the Brisker Rav works with, it's a beautiful deal. But again, one could question, is it absolutely muchach? Right? In terms of the equation of what's true of Bismillah, is true of Chanukah, how does the Mahadran play out, and maybe what is the Machlokes? Why is it that the Rambam writes, in essence, the Kamen Eros Humadlik? What exactly is the Hidur of the Rambam Shita? But simply in terms of the groundwork, no? The various tiers, the ways of understanding Hidur, the relationship of Hidur Ner Chanukah with Hidur B'chol Torah Kula, and perhaps the starting point, what exactly is the Iker Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? To what extent is it a Chovas HaGavra, but Yitzias Yideh Chovas HaYideh Acherim? Or to what extent is it no a Chovas HaBayis? And did anything change when you flip from Iker Mitzvah to Ner L'Cholecha V'Yecha? Maybe the Shitas HaRambam is throughout, that Ner Chanukah is a Chovas HaBayis. And that's why the Rambam doesn't envision many people lighting. It's a Chovas HaBayis. It's a Chovas HaBayis. And that's what the Rambam understood, that the whole deal of Mahajan is always just common eros, humadlik, maybe similar to the Takon of Ner Shabbos, a Chovas HaBayis. And if there are multiple neros, all of that, this is simply part of the kiyum of the Chovas HaBayis of minyan neros, as opposed to an expression of an independent Chovas HaGav. If you can, take a look at these makaros, take a look at the priest of the scribe, and maybe in between dances we'll speak further. No? Okay. Mm.